From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Linda Wertheimer, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Yes, I have behaved badly sometimes. Yes, it is true that I was on rowdy movie sets, and I have done things that were not right, which I thought then was playful, but now I recognize that I have offended people. And to those people that I have offended, I want to say to them, I am deeply sorry about that, and I apologize, because this is not what I tried to do.
I think what we've had here is a little social concern in the NFL. I think the media has been very desirous that a black quarterback do well. Mm-hmm. We're interested in black coaches and black quarterbacks doing well. I think there is a little hope invested in McNabb, and he got a lot of credit for the performance of this team that he really didn't deserve.
The defense
carried this team.
There are too many leaks of classified information in Washington. There's leaks at the executive branch. There's leaks in the legislative branch. There's just too many leaks. And if there's a leak out of my administration, I want to know who it is. If the person has violated law, the person will be taken care of.
The conflicts that would exist in the Justice Department are obvious. John Ashcroft won't even go after Ken Lay. How will he possibly go after somebody who appointed him as Attorney General?
The interim report of Mr. Kay showed that Saddam Hussein defied 1441 and was a danger. We gave him ample time to deal with his weapons of mass destruction, and he refused. So he's no longer in power, and the world is better off for it.
It is clear to me that there was no imminence of a threat from weapons of mass destruction by Iraq. Because of the lack of imminence of a threat, it is clear that there was time for more diplomatic efforts to be made before we went to war.
We condemn this attack, and we call upon the Americans and the Quartet to exert every possible effort in order to de-escalate the situation and to maintain the roadmap on the table.
It's about time that the international community will send a clear message to the Palestinian leadership. Enough is enough. It's time now to start to dismantle the terrorist organization. It's now or never.